It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you in part... Let me do this. This podcast is brought to you in part by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen. If you dare.
Darn duty.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? We're in the middle of the sales pit here at Sunday Cool. I gotta be real quiet because everyone's working, and I'm trying to be considerate. But hey, guess what? Sunday Cool, we're in our busy season, and we're ready for you. We're ready for your orders. We're sitting around. We're taking orders. We're ready to print your orders. Why haven't you called us? We do t-shirts. We do hats. We do stickers. We could do underwear if you want us to. Literally everything you need to promote your event, your business, your organization, we can do it. Can't we, John? So go to SundayCool.com, start your order today. I don't think you're going to regret it. Right, Louise?
Were you deciding whether to make fun of me or not?
Yeah. I figured I might as well. What am I going to lose?
Your wife?
A wife?
Whoa, hey. No!
No! Oh,
it was a joke!
Hey, please!
Don't make me tell him about how I caught you sleeping like this the other day.
Were you all tucked in? Little tucked in little boy?
I was.
So Joshy's sleeping so sound, like, safe and
hey,
sound.
Hey, are you okay? I'm like, mm-hmm. Huh?
Can I have a warm glass of milk? Please?
Please, Mom.
Please, I just want a warm glass of milk.
Honey, that chili is. No way!
How's it going?
Oh, wait. Oh, farts. I forgot to start this.
Oh, no.
That was like, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah. I also forgot to format this card, but I don't think it matters because that's...
I formatted it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I'm on top of things.
I actually did.
I'm on top of things.
I went back, though, and unformatted it.
Ooh. Oh, that's actually impossible.
Did you format mine?
I did.
Dope.
It just abandons all improv. Actually, that's not possible.
Actually, re-unformatting a card is not possible.
Well, here's my phone. That's not actually a phone. Those are your hands. This would be the worst guy at an improv show.
It's like, come on, guy.
There's the story I told you that happened in improv one time when the guy walks in. You're always supposed to, you know, help your teammate out, right? Make him look good. But there was this guy who hits the doorbell and he's holding, you know, like this. And so you assume he's what? The pizza guy, right? The guy opens the door and he goes, hey, the guy with the manhole covers is here. And then his arm has to drop down. And the whole scene, they had to act like
that's funny.
They were all manhole covers instead of pizzas.
That's really funny.
Just abandoning all of it.
We have something.
A little ditty?
A little. Meow, meow. Beagle bum, 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 bum.
Oh, he's got a guitar.
Whoa.
I just saw that.
I mean,
should we?
I don't know. Maybe try something.
We could throw something together.
Let's see what we got.
Hey, my mama.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So recently, we've been flagged on YouTube for a couple of our songs for sounding too much like the real thing. So we figured, hey, why not take things into our own hands and give it to the technology hands?
Mm.
So we had our little friend, artificial intelligence, write us a song, and this is how it goes. Mm. Well, howdy there. It's Josh and Andy. We're here to start our podcast. Plenty. We've got stories that'll make you laugh. And some conspiracies that'll leave you, they'll leave you daft. Ninjas are butterflies. That's our show.
episode 33, ready to go. We'll tell you tales that are funny and true, with our guitar and the mic, just me and you.
Wow, that sounded real pretty.
I think, Josh, I might want to take another verse if that's all right.
You got some for us, Andy?
I think I got some.
Let's see what you got.
We got aliens, Bigfoot, and ghosts.
Oh, spooky.
And some tales that'll make you engrossed. We'll make you laugh until you cry.
Wow.
And we'll keep you entertained.
My, oh, my. Ninjas are butterflies. That's our show. Episode 33. Ready to go. We'll tell you tales that are funny and true.
Woo-hoo.
With our guitar and mic, just me and you.
Mm. Oh, man.
Just me and you. Just me and you.
Wow, man, I sure did like that song there, Josh. I lost it toward the end there.
You did a little bit, Andy.
I backed away from the mic. I tried.
Yeah, but it's all right. It sounded pretty interesting, though.
I lost it. I got all excited.
That's a funny accent you got there, pal.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. You know what? I really appreciate that. I'm sorry I messed it up, y'all, but I sure had fun being involved. I'll tell you that.
You sound like the guy. What was that guy on the 50s show? He's like, Lieutenant. He's like, hey, y'all. I don't think that's very fun.
Oh, I don't know.
It was like the black and white show.
Andy Griffith.
No, it wasn't Andy Griffith, but it was that's a guy. He was like an army ranger or something, or like a security guard.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
Oh, MASH. Are you talking about MASH or something? No.
Sounds like Gomer Pyle.
That's it.
That's Andy Griffith's show.
Oh, that's
he's from Andy Griffith.
He's the one that has that little kind of like that bowl hat.
Yeah,
like,
he's a mechanic.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I don't think that's very fun.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
What'd you think? You liked it?
That was crazy good.
It's been in my head all night.
What'd you blend?
You explain it how we did.
Yeah,
that.
I just went into ChatGPT and I just said, you know, this, you know, our podcast, Ninjas Are Butterflies. I told them all our hosts, like what we talk about, and I said we just need to mention that the name of the episode and the name of the podcast, and that's it. And they wrote it, and he gave us chords and everything, and we literally just. So some of the lyrics were like,
I don't know what that word means.
I don't know what engrossed means quite.
Oh my gosh.
It was good, right?
We wrote the melody. That's the only thing ChatGPT didn't do for us. So
yeah.
So good.
But yeah. Thank you, technology.
Would you guys like to have these songs on Spotify? Because we can make it happen.
Yeah. Also, do you guys prefer AI-written songs over... Covers? Yeah. Because we won't do covers anymore because we keep getting flagged.
We're going to be really careful. Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. I had a list of what I wanted you guys to do. Maybe you can like figure out a way to do covers and post them on Spotify. You have to do Fast Car, Tracy Chapman, Phantom of the Opera.
I'm not getting that close to the melody.
All right, everyone be quiet.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Because this is a very serious question that was sent in by a viewer.
Hit me, baby.
Today's question: are women scared of everything? Are women scared of everything?
Are you gonna throw something at me?
No. I was itching my leg, dude.
What's your posture about?
I'm just sitting forward.
Okay. First of all, you're not off to a good start. You're very paranoid. Right now.
Very paranoid.
But that's not the same thing as afraid.
Is there someone under the seat?
There's the okay. I missed the. You're tripping yourself out. You are tripping yourself out. Okay. All right. Well, okay. I don't believe not all women are scared of everything.
Yeah.
But some women are scared of some things. Sure.
Yeah.
Right. What's that?
Whoa.
I guess women really are scared of everything.
I guess they are. Welcome to the show.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most beautiful. Has empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
She was on you from the get-go.
I know, because I was like, I was trying to like, how am I going to do this?
You're acting like a weirdo.
That's what I said. We should have had Andrew do it.
Yeah.
I wanted someone over there. The question was like, I thought it was like, the question would be like, did that scare you? And you're like, what are you talking about? And then we just have someone jump from underneath the desk. Josh.
Scary. I was worried there was someone under the couch. I don't know who would fit under there.
Ada's like, ah.
Yeah, I tried to make that a little more smooth, but it's like, look how big this thing is. Like, how are you going to keep this?
Where did that come from?
That's one that's
Ace Hardware.
That's no, I mean, like, on your person. Where did that come from?
Right here. I had it hidden.
Under his hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were literally sitting so strange.
I know. Because I'm like, how am I going to do this? Like, because I'm like, why like, do that? Because then you, like, see it coming. We did it.
Speaking of so hats.
Scared me.
Speaking of hats. Nice hats, guys.
Hey, nice
hey,
hats.
Hey, nice hats.
Why don't you show the front of that?
Hey, I'll show the front
hey,
of it.
Hey, guys. This company sent us these hats. They're called the Good Hat Company. And they sent us some pretty cool looking hats.
I was expecting some great hats, but apparently they're only good hats.
Very good hats. Because,
yeah, they're very, very good. They're very good. I like this one. This one has a nice Texas flag on it, baby.
Yeah, and I got this little orange camo that is keeps you hidden on the planet Mars.
My thing is, I feel like you have the bigger head, right?
Some say.
And you have more hair.
Yes.
And so I usually fit hats pretty good, but this one, unfortunately, it's on the second buckle, and it's like... It's squeezing my hat pretty hard.
I mean, you do have a pretty big head.
You
though.
Guys have huge heads.
They're decent. But they're comfy and they're tough.
They're comfy, tough.
So thanks for that.
Look cool. Thanks, Good Hat Company.
Appreciate
for the
y'all.
Hats.
Very dope.
Josh didn't give me a hat.
No, they didn't give you a hat. What's
no,
up with that?
No, she picked the hat.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, why is Kelsey's already, she's for some reason really like this one, so she's already stolen it from me. So I had to steal it back from her today.
I put on this hoodie because we just got these printed for us. It's the logo, but it's very hot.
That is a nice puff ink, though.
But it looks cool.
But when are those going to be on the website? Because we got hoodies. Puff ink hoodies. Yeah.
So you see this, guys? This is puff ink. So it's like a marshmallow.
And we have a charcoal gray hoodie that's going to be on the sundaycoolswag.com.
Hey, there you go.
There it is right there.
Look at this.
Yeah, similar to that.
I like calling it puff paint.
Puff paint?
Puff paint.
For onomatopoeia or whatever English phenomenon.
They're very dope. So we only have a limited number of them. So,
so
whenever they're available, we'll let you guys know. We'll keep you updated.
The hoodies
on our Instagram
will be
story.
Perfect for summer.
Yeah.
Perfect for summer.
Right in time for the hot seasons, everybody.
But you go to movie theaters, you go to ice rinks.
I keep one in the office because it's always cold in here.
A little chilly in the office.
Go to a restaurant, eat some cold soup.
Yep. Get a hoodie.
Gazpacho.
You work at a mortuary? Morgue?
There you go.
I want to talk about something that me and Andy discovered today, and it is...
Dude.
It's messing with my head.
So can I set it up in a question form?
A question form?
Yeah. Like... If I like this, the instances. So like, okay, if you have a mirror, right? If you have a mirror and you place a piece of paper on that mirror and then you stick an inanimate object that you can hold in your hand.
Like a water bottle.
Or your phone or whatever. And you stick it against the paper. And if you look from the side, will you be able to see what's behind the paper? From the mirror side.
I think it depends on how far on the angle you are.
Okay. So what...
don't overthink it.
Yeah. What we saw on TikTok was this girl holding up like, was it like a can of Coke or something like that?
Yeah.
With something, and she's seen it, and she holds it sideways, and people are like, and I'm like, that's fake. And the person that, you know, duetted it, she's like, that has to be fake. And so she does it, and then we see it, and we're like, okay, now we have to try
so
it.
So you can see the object?
You Watch can.
This. Ready?
Up until the paper.
Here we go.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
I can't comprehend.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Weird. It can't. The mirror can't even see it.
I know it has probably Look like at people this. Are saying like light waves and stuff, but it's like I can't comprehend it.
What's a light wave?
Yeah, like what? Don't we just say light waves? Like you're smart.
It doesn't make sense in your brain.
You have two eyes, so you have two focal points. Your brain makes. One
but how can
it's showing in the
it's,
mirror?
It's yeah. It's like blocking. There's something in front of it. So how is it just it doesn't make sense.
You're seeing it from the side. It's a refraction.
But the paper is here.
How does the mirror see around the paper?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So the point of refraction is between the can and your eyes.
I got to take this hoodie off. It's so hot. I'm sweating.
It's a great hoodie. It's almost too good.
This story is making me nervous.
I don't get it. It trips me out.
It's weird.
We had like five people in the bathroom earlier. Everyone was just freaking everybody out.
Did you really?
We showed Jason and Clarissa the video that we did, and Clarissa's like, well, there's someone holding can on the other side. Like, no, we just did it in the bathroom. Like, come here. We did it with my face, too. Where it's just like, you could see my face in the mirror when there's a piece of paper blocking it.
He did it with his hand. And you know the little pinky tattoo he has?
Yeah.
I could, all the way close to the paper, I could see it on the other side. I was like, it just does not, and I can't get it. So, everyone at home is going to be doing it. Please just, upload it to your Instagram story and tag us. And there's probably a lot of people
watching right now or listening. They're like, this is the explanation. You guys are just.
That's what they
But it was a viral video and no one had explanations on there. People were saying light waves and stuff, but it's like, I can't explain it to me like I'm 5 years old because that does not make sense.
Yeah, that's what I want too. An explanation. They're going to say, how do you guys not know what it is? Tell me what it is.
Yeah, hey, tell me what it is, pal. It is.
Listen here, Einstein.
Hey!
What guy. Is it? What comedian there that always say like how Einstein gets a bad rap because people always use it like ironically. It's like, yeah, good job, Einstein. It's like, what do you say? That's so disrespectful. So disrespectful.
The man was a genius.
Yeah. You're just like comparing idiots to him. I was like, that's not fair. Come on.
Speaking of glitches in the Matrix, there's still an omen over our family.
There is.
Yeah.
And we can't shake it.
I don't know what we did. I've been racking my brain.
What do you think? All these things kind of started happening when Jane was born.
No,
she
take
causing
it back.
All these
It was actually before because we were sick. We were sick like 8 times leading up to her birth.
Yeah, that's also because we don't eat vegetables.
We do eat vegetables. You don't eat vegetables.
I don't eat vegetables.
We don't eat vegetables.
So recently, after all that stuff you guys have heard about. Ada got like a stomach bug.
Yeah, typical.
And it was the saddest thing ever. And then she got over it. And we're like, cool, right? Lily went to the grocery store yesterday to get some fried chicken for us to eat from Publix and some macaroni salad, all that stuff. She comes home. She's like, what smells like burning lemons or limes? You said limes. I'm like, what?
Burning limes.
I'm like, that's so specific.
And I'm like, it smells like something's on fire. Am I having a stroke?
I'm like, maybe a candle. I don't know. And I walked into the kitchen and our dishwasher was catching on fire.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know that.
Dishwasher.
Oh my goodness.
With water going in it. I opened the door and at the bottom I was like, and it's just smoking.
Dude. Yep. So it was just shorting out.
Yeah. Or yeah.
Wow.
But.
That's scary.
When was the last time you cleaned the intake?
Yeah, never.
Yeah. When's the last time you clean your intake? I do that every week.
Didn't know that was a thing.
What's an intake?
for a fridge, for a dishwasher, all that stuff has like an air filter.
What? I've never cleaned it ever.
I know there's a debris thing, but I've never, I don't know the filter.
I didn't know that. But it's like from the 80s or something.
I'm even on clean talk, and I don't know what that is.
Love me some clean talk.
But then, to make yesterday even worse... We go on a walk with the girls. Mm-hmm. We come back. I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Okay.
Our dog, Frank, jumped on the counter, ate the entire box of fried chicken. Bones and all.
Bones
for dinner.
Is he good?
That's what we're wondering. He seems fine.
But you've never stopped with that. Like, that's like, he's a tough dog. Like
He's a big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big dog. Got that big dog in him.
It's terrible for them to eat chicken bones. Everyone's going to say that in the comments, but we couldn't stop them.
It was up on the counter,
we
man.
We weren't there.
It was enclosed in a box, and
was that dinner?
That was our dinner.
That was our dinner.
And I'm like, come on!
That's the worst.
I was so upset, dude.
Frank was so happy, though. You can imagine.
Dude, he was like on the couch. He's going like,
oh.
His stomach is just huge. Bro, it was like a whole chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's so funny.
Terrible.
That stinks. So the past 3 weeks have looked like appendicitis, that crazy, crazy rash that drove you guys' whole household crazy.
Yeah, and now the stomach bug. Sewer backing up.
We got it pumped.
Haunted by owls.
Haunted by owls.
Frank eating our chicken.
Yep.
Our dishwasher catching on fire.
Yep.
Yep. That dent in your truck today.
What'd you get hit in your truck for?
I hit your truck this morning.
No! Did you really?
That'd be great, though.
Your truck got stolen. What?
Oh, I thought I told you.
Yep.
I texted you.
We're Christians, so I don't think we believe in all this hoopla, but I'm like getting ready to go buy a sage stick or something.
Dude, yeah. I said, like, there's some people that, like, you know, those people that just really, like, dive into all that, like, the vegetation and, like, you know, different stuff from that grows from the soil and everything. I saw some dude make a dandelion fry patty for a burger.
Ew.
He took a bunch of dandelions, cut the heads out and everything like that, put in a colander, strained them, everything like that, added to like flour and butter and eggs and stuff and fried it.
At that point, why not just have meat?
I was like, dude, just do any type of meat. But he gave it to his son and his son bit into it and he's like, what do you think? He's like, it's good.
Is it the dude with that chin tattoo?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was a weird one.
Dandelion
I was
like, I mean, like he's being serious.
Yeah, apparently there's a ton of like, you know, myths of like just medicine for dandelions and stuff. True. But it's like, but yeah, that looked terrible because you could just see this like the petals.
Oh my gosh!
Yuck.
Yeah. Fun fact: you can eat every single part of a dandelion.
Wow.
Well, just because you can doesn't mean you
can eat every part.
I can eat every part of that couch.
I can eat every part of that lizard.
Ew.
That's true about everything.
I swallowed three rocks this morning.
You're saying without like. Yeah.
I love you guys. I love being on this podcast.
Oh my gosh. Everyone on the internet is calling you the voice of reason. You're the voice of reason on this podcast.
Thank you, internet.
Imagine this is like, this podcast is actually, we're in another dimension and we're actually in someone's head. And this is someone's thoughts going on all the time. Whoa. And he's the voice of reason.
he's
I'm the
Jiminy
thing that
Cricket.
Tells us how many, I'm the voice of, hey, we're hungry. Let's go. Find food.
And I'm the voice of like, everything's out for us.
Don't trust that. Don't trust that. Speaking Lily's keeping us alive. Sorry.
No, you just got to cut him off.
Yeah.
No.
Go.
Speaking of lizards, when you moved to Florida, mm-hmm, what was your initial reaction to lizards?
Oh, my goodness. There was that lizards upon so many other things that blew my mind. I could not believe lizards because we just love animals. And so, like, the fact that we get to see them every single day, you step outside. Now, in fact, we're kind of used to them, which is kind of a bummer. But it's still so much fun. Every time you take a step, for people who've never came down to Central Florida or anywhere Florida, like you step and no joke, you just see like 10 lizards just disperse. Like, yeah, like you're a cop at like a high school party or something and they just scatter. Like it's absolutely
and it's that
crazy
way in South Florida, but with iguanas.
Yeah,
with
huge iguanas. That's what I want to see. But I've heard it's because it's getting hotter. Like they're migrating a little towards north. So like we might get some.
Not interested.
Nah. You guys eating them?
No,
I have eaten them.
I'd be down for it.
Oh, you have, yeah.
I have eaten them.
We should grill them.
How is it?
It's just like chicken. It's like really interchangeable. Yeah, I think.
She's a lizard woman. They're interchangeable. I just imagine like people just start swapping them out at like grocery stores and hoping people don't notice.
I ate them in Belize.
Oh, Belize.
Belize.
Oh, yes, we had iguana in Belize.
In Belize and lizards.
That was good. You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We had camel pizza when we lived in Morocco.
At one point.
Is that the weirdest thing you ever?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think camel pizza because then it had like an ostrich egg and stuff on it. And I think that was really strange.
Ostrich.
Yeah.
I've had ostrich.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. That
I've
was
had our ostrich.
I am too.
Dog. We've talked about before, but dog was the weirdest thing I think I've ever eaten.
I think. For people jumping in, you need to just quickly explain that you did not on your own volition.
No, we were in China. And
that's episode 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back to
episode
3.
Go watch the story. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to tell the story again.
No, you're good.
But yeah.
Just, you can't be like.
I mean, no, we ate dogs. No context. We don't need to move on.
I ate our dog after he ate our chicken.
Fair is fair. So then you had dog and chicken.
Ew. Yeah. So, Let's get some positive vibes up in this.
All right. Go ahead.
Speaking of positive vibes, have you ever heard of the Aztec death whistle?
You said Amazon earlier.
Amazon, Aztec.
Okay,
it's been called
interchangeable.
Both. Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, not really.
I have not heard of it.
Okay. Just listen to this.
Death whistle. Sounds good.
I I don't like that at all. Oh my goodness, stop.
Oh my god,
stop it.
Okay.
Jeez.
So this thing they would actually use whenever there would be like different tribes of people like in conflict with each other, when they knew where the other one was camped out, they would take these whistles and they would go on the hill and blow into them because it sounds like someone screaming in pain. So it was war games. They would blow these whistles and they used to discover them at like grave sites.
I have chills.
Dude, that was...
Your eyes got really scared.
That third one was rough. that was bad.
But imagine like 1,000 people like surrounding your house and just echoing those things down.
I would just cry.
Surrender. Like, I'm done. You can have my land.
The breath in between was really what's terrifying.
Ah! I can do it too.
Right back at you, bud.
Yeah. I think you gave Duck Dynasty a new idea of whistles to make.
For duck calling, except for death.
Yeah.
That sounds like me stubbing my toe at, like, in the middle of the night after. Just taking a deep breath.
Oh, that I don't like that at all.
That was really scary.
It reminded me, though, of the lack of positive vibes.
Yeah.
It sounds like the bobcat screaming.
Let me see.
Yes.
Andrew's been sending me all these videos of bobcats, like the calling.
And so, I liked one bobcat video, and now my whole feed is like, check out these bobcats.
Algorithm's like, we'll take it from here.
Yeah, let me show you this. This is a cop that got a call or something.
What?
It was a cop that showed up at this house because they got like a call and he's like doing his flashlight and stuff. Here, I'll show you first. Hold on.
He's like,
I'm done. He was like, I am done.
Can you see him? He's like, I'm out.
It's a bobcat.
Protect and surf.
That's a bobcat.
Or an Aztec death whistle.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like, protect and surf. I'll do that tomorrow.
But how fast is like, yep. Okay. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I love how sure his walk was back. He's like, not even, like, there's not even a chance. I don't care who's getting hurt out there. It's not my job.
Serve and protect. Yeah, you got it. You got yourself.
You're screaming like that is too late. Oh my gosh. I thought it was so funny because I would have been, I would have ran way faster than you did.
I'm going to buy one of those whistles.
Dude, we have to get one. Can we figure out?
They're $44 on Amazon.
Dude, that's easy.
Easy. Done.
Best investment in the world.
I'm so glad you want to buy one though because I almost pulled the trigger, and I would have just been the weird dude who had one of those in his house.
Why do you have a death whistle?
Why do we have that instead of, why do we have one of the blowhorns instead of that?
A death whistle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny.
That is terrifying. Golly, bobcats are so scary.
Yeah.
They're terrifying.
We saw this video, this TikTok the other day.
Oh, you're still playing? That scared me a little.
I was like, are you playing it again?
I saw your feet do this, Josh.
I can't run.
Scooby doing it.
We saw this video of these girls like goofing like on a mountainside with, and there's like a real life coyote,
a wild coyote.
Oh yeah, and it kept running after them, and she kept falling.
They can't get out of the goofy. Have you ever been that when you're like goofing and there's like stuff gets real and you're like,
and you're laughing so hard you can't stop.
They're like, hey, get away.
Because she kept falling, and so it just made it funnier and funnier. It's like, if they would have died in that moment, it just would have been the happiest they've probably ever been.
Dude, it was so funny.
And she said, quit running. That's what our problem is.
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Speaking of running away from coyotes.
No, don't. All what? Right.
No.
No, what?
Let's get to that. Don't go anywhere.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness. Is that a death whistle?
Ah!
Wait, that kind of sounds like the Clearstream whistle. Oh, I thought that's what I heard. Wait, I think that's telling me that Clearstream is the greatest church software that you can use for all texting services. Oh, wow. And you can text one-on-one, you can mass text, and you can eliminate all those group chats. And I also heard that you can get 10% off. Is that right? For life? Oh my goodness. And guys, all you got to do is go to clearstream.io/ninjas and get 10% off for life.
Ah!
Wait. Did you mean that?
Ah.
was the weirdest thing you guys have ever done.
That is humor.
We do that.
I do that.
Don't we? You go straight into Snape.
Don't we?
I do that. Don't we?
Harry Potter.
What's the page number that he tells him to turn to?
394.
I think it is 394.
Is it?
I don't know. I gotta
394.
Turn your books to page 394.
Oh, that was really good. Thanks. I told Josh I'm re-listening to the audiobooks of Harry Potter.
Dude.
And it's crazy how many line for line they use. Like the whole sorting hat.
Yep.
The whole thing. But also I forgot they did they all do like a class song, like a school song in the book. And they have that deleted scene where they actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all really treat because it does not fit the feel of the movies at all.
Wait, what did they do?
There's a deleted scene, like there's a school song, like in the first assembly
You've
that they
seen
have.
It. You've seen it.
I've shown it
I don't
to
know
you.
If I have.
I've shown it to you, but you're like, no, that's not it was a long time ago though. Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah.
I loved reading the books. I cannot wait to read them with the girls. I'm so excited. It takes me forever to get, though, through the Privet Drive part of every book.
Yeah.
It's tough.
What does that mean?
When he's with the Dursleys. It starts always
where Privet Drive?
He lives on, the Dursleys live on Privet Drive.
Oh.
Come on, dude.
I thought that was like a fancy grammatical way of getting through the beginning of a book.
Like a literary term.
Yeah. So I'm like, what does that mean?
Yes, the Privet section of any novel.
You know the Privet Drive.
I
cannot
difficult.
Stand the Privet Drive. It's just dreadful. Getting through all that grammatical
Privet
nonsense.
Drive, might as well call it the Privet Drove. On and on.
Knowledge.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you know what time it is? You know what time it is, right?
I think I do.
I think it's question time with Lily.
It's question time.
Question corner. Question corner with Lily.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I thought we were just going to keep going. Question corner. Question corner. Question corner. Question corner. Question corner.
Every time we have a moment like this, I'm just like, my parents spent so much money so I could learn how to play guitar. Like, this is how I'm using it.
And this is the peak.
All right, questions with Lily. Mm.
So this question is fresh on my mind because we got a...
This question is fresh on her mind.
Yeah,
I'm building the jingle.
Question corners with Lily because his questions are fresh on her mind.
We got Ada a fish named Noodle.
Mr. Noodle.
Mr. Noodle.
All right. Continue. Okay, go. Go ahead.
From Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And he's dead. Immediately dead.
You killed him? You killed him?
What? Where's this going?
Okay. All right. So he died. How long did he live at your guys' house?
It had to be a week and a half, I think. Seriously, though.
It was a beta fish, right?
A beta fish. Back
No.
What's...
What are you talking about?
When I said Mr. Noodling.
Yes!
I did. Because Elmo, it's from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do Elmo, but I thought of the kid from Indiana Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, Dr. Jones. Mr. Noodle.
What? So it just sounded really bad.
I'm crying.
That's why I did the...
Oh my goodness. How do you say it?
I can't always say it.
Okay, I just have that in my head. It's like, Mr. Murder!
That's the appropriate one.
What are you doing, Mr. Murder?
How are you? You're killing the voices today.
I know.
Golly.
Mr. Noodle.
Oh, that made me lightheaded.
Okay. That doesn't go there, Mr. Murder.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
R.I.P. What did you just
say? Can we make shirts that say R.I.P. Mr. Noodle and it's just a beta fish?
I'm imagining the thing where he's juggling stuff.
You hear me?
Huh?
We're making shirts next week for this episode. I'm going to be really disappointed if we don't have a pre-sale of R.I.P. Mr. Noodles and it's just a beta fish.
Let's do it.
But did you guys like that?
He was red and blue like Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's and we cool. haven't taken him out of his tank yet.
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
What?
It's your fault.
Hey.
So your mom saw it and she was like, what's up with Mr. Noodle? Because he looks really...
It's like he's in a cocoon.
He looks Mr. Doodle.
But there's like a cocoon around him. It's like he's morphing.
So I said the other day, I go...
turns into another
ultra beta fish.
I go...
turns into a shark.
Hey, Josh, can you get the fish out of the thing? You're like, yeah. The dead fish is still in the tank for our daughter to be traumatized by.
How long was this?
She hasn't seen it. How long has it been?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
How long it's a little been? Too long.
A week?
Yeah.
More than a week?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
No.
A week and a half.
A minimum.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't have a net.
I bought it in on Amazon.
You did? You didn't tell me?
I bought a net.
You didn't tell me that you bought a net.
I so did.
Go dump it outside.
Are you for real?
There's a bunch of rocks in it.
Pick up the fish.
Dump it outside. You got a forest behind your house.
It's mummified in
something. There's like a web around it.
Like a spider.
Like it doesn't make sense.
He's like, listen, if you're not going to bury me, I'll do it myself.
Can we show a picture of it?
No, sure. I dream about it. It's so traumatizing to me.
You're like covered in tattoos. You ride a Harley, but you won't touch an icky
just
fish.
Just dump it.
No, because
outside.
I've never seen a fish cocooned in a web
underwater.
This is how the zombie apocalypse
starts. Pulsing.
It's like arms go.
I report.
Anywho, so my question for today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what the question.
What's one pet you wished you could have growing up that now you would never buy for your own children?
Oh, man.
I got my answer.
I have my answer, too.
Oh, geez. You guys go ahead. Maybe help me think.
All right.
Spider monkey.
Ooh, yeah.
Or any monkey in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
And I have a spider story monkey. With that, too.
That's not the Zaboombafoo, right?
No. It's a lemur.
That's a lemur. Ooh. She knows what I'm talking about.
Aren't those not the same thing?
I think they're in the same species.
Well, they are.
Do they have like the fur that comes out like the side, like different?
Oh, I'm thinking of the lemur monkey, like in Ace Ventura.
Kristen
Smith. What's her name?
We're talking so. I'm talking this, that. That was the end
of it. There's no way I'm going to be able to cut reels out of this episode.
I don't know. Anyways, the monkey. My friend in elementary school went to this person's house that he like collected exotic animals.
Yeah.
And he was holding a spider monkey, I think, or a lemur monkey. It bit his arm and tore the skin from here all the way to here. Like,
yeah.
Yuck. Gross. Who was your friend?
Luke Lauterbach.
Who had the exotic animals?
Some dude that lives in Sereno.
Kyle Vidler.
No, it wasn't him. Because he had like lions and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he built like a 12-foot wall around his whole house because he had the...
Wait, did he live on the end of Wolf Branch with the cinder blocks?
Wolf Branch, no.
Oh, okay. Local things.
Wait, no. I don't know. Anyways,
so you choose a monkey.
Yep.
Okay. So in short, a monkey.
Yep. Monkey.
So I did not grow up in Florida. I wanted lizards when I was a kid. So we moved here. We spent like $10 for the green anoles, which are what are everywhere. And
like the what's in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh,
we spent $10 a lizard.
No way.
My mom thought it'd be a good idea for them to get some fresh air, and she put like our glass cage outside and fried every single one of our lizards.
So I have some stories.
Did you see them dead?
Yeah. I was like, why aren't my lizards moving? They all just like crisped.
Oh my gosh! I was gonna say classic mom story to say they let them outside, but really they died of something that the mom did.
Well, I found them. She thought they were living their best life outside, but I'm just gonna make my kids catch their own dang lizards.
My mom killed my rabbit.
She killed it?
That's what I go off of.
On purpose?
Who's to say?
But what happened there?
So I got a little bunny for Christmas, and I called him Bugs.
Yeah,
Bugs classic. Bunny.
Classic
bunny name. And she put the cage outside, and I went out there, and it was just like,
oh no.
I'm like, what? Bugs?
Bugs?
And I was afraid to touch it, so I poured some Coke on it, and it didn't move.
What an 8-year-old.
And then I touch it, and it just goes.
Ah!
Oh, I go, my. Ah! Mom! You killed Bugs!
Bugs, no!
Yep. So my that mom is killed
so
my bunny.
So wait, how did they?
Don't know.
Sometimes they do that. They just like.
Sometimes they do that.
Dude, bunnies just be doing that.
Bunnies just be doing that, you know. What's your animal?
You find a dead body, pour some Coke. Hold on, go get some Coke.
You good?
One Coke, please.
The man needs CPR. Don't worry. I have a Coke.
Don't bother. He's dead. You put your glasses on.
CSI.
Man, I think my first thought, like when I was younger, I used to love Lion King, and I used to think the hyenas were the dopest animals in the world, and I've always wanted one.
Yikes!
Yikes!
So, as a pet,
what I'm realizing now, I went to the zoo as an adult. There's this, no joke, in Kansas, there's this tiny zoo that you can only go on a tour through. Like, you have to be taken through.
Oh my gosh!
In groups.
And where?
In Kansas, in like southeast Kansas, and they have. Like it's a guided tour, and they do like everything. They throw stakes for the lions, and you see them jump and everything. And they show the hyena. I was like, oh, cool, hyena. I've never seen one like literally like right in front of me. And he's like, watch this. They have the strongest like jawbone, like pounds per square inch. And he hands them, no joke, a full on bone, hands it through the gate with his hand through the gate. And you hear immediately, it just breaks and it just shatters in half.
Holy smokes.
Dude, it was the most terrifying thing.
That sounds like Tiger King. Were you at the Tiger King exhibit?
No, this was a little more humane than that one. Yeah, a little more humane. That was the Caney Zoo in Kansas, if anyone wants to go visit.
What was your animal?
I think it's just a classic hamster. I wanted a hamster as a kid, and yuck. My cousin had a hamster named Obama. And she had that thing happen where her mom told her that her hamster wanted to go outside to go to the bathroom, so she let it out, and she wasn't at all like, why would you let my hamster outside to go to the bathroom? And to this day, I think she believes that her mom let it out to go to the bathroom, but really just like died some way. And
Obama, no. Obama. Come back, Obama.
Barack.
Barack runs outside, lands on the lawn. Barack.
Oh man.
Hey, speaking of monkeys, I have a fun little movie fact. You're going to love this.
Oh.
You know the greatest...
I do love facts.
You know the greatest Disney movie of all time, Tarzan, right?
Mm.
Not the greatest one.
Oh, I know.
But it's pretty great.
Already.
It came out 24 years ago, by the way. Jeez. 24 years ago.
Crazy.
And you heard the fact that Phil Collins, what you wrote? Dude. Phil Collins...
Start this over. Yeah, so, I'll pretend like I don't know.
Okay. So
I have to pretend like I don't know, too, because I know.
You do?
Tell
yes.
me.
No.
Andrew doesn't know. Andrew doesn't know. Right. They don't know. They probably don't know either.
Excellent. Guess what? I have a fun fact about Tarzan. You know how Phil Collins...
Wait. What? You have a fun fact about Tarzan?
I definitely do. You know how Phil Collins went really hard on that soundtrack?
Dude, yeah. That was amazing.
A soundtrack that we definitely didn't deserve.
Yeah. Correct.
But the thing is, not only is it so good, but I also heard that he recorded that soundtrack because they wanted it to really be an international hit. He recorded it in like 5-6 different languages.
No way.
Yes.
No, but like what languages?
2 dialects in Spanish.
What?
German?
No way.
I think it was another one was like Italian, and then the other one was French.
I bet French.
German. It was German. What? It was German and
you
French.
You said
yeah.
that one already.
Yeah,
you
did.
You did say that.
Those, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
So he sang all his songs in those different languages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Isn't that incredible?
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
That's going to be so good for a reel.
That's a fun fact. I hate you. You're the worst.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I did
see that. I really had something there.
I know, but we all have pretty much the same TikTok algorithms.
I know, it's so unfortunate.
I'm not on the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you're just on death whistles and
death whistles and
bobcats. That's so funny.
You just, we're like listening to like Phil Collins and you just hear Andrew's TikTok.
The next one.
That's different. Like.
Well, that's cool. But that was crazy.
That was
and
crazy.
And they sounded so good.
Oh, yeah. Songs. I could jam out to some French.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Something simple. C'est le croissant. C'est le croissant.
That
would be so good.
That would
be so good.
Was that French?
That was, yeah, I was fluent.
That was amazing. I don't know French, so I trust you.
Yeah, I you should. I could teach you if you want.
Sure.
Speaking of trusting and not knowing a language, have we talked about the sign language interpreter who got busted?
For faking it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she got paid and she just assumed. I don't even know if she was
getting
paid.
It was at like some like city council like, or like yeah, some,
it
right?
It was like for education or something. She's on the side and she's literally just making stuff up.
Hey, but the thing is, you fake it till you make it.
Hey,
and she had me convinced.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. Like, what on earth is she thinking?
Yeah, that's
like,
insane.
You're going to get called out the first deaf person who's like, yeah, what's happening?
That's like when you became an optometrist. Right? Was that what you were?
Not an optometrist, optician. Yeah. Optometrist is a doctor. I was not a doctor.
Well, you were close to it.
I was.
You faked it.
Still am.
And made it.
Yeah. I was desperate for a job, and I walked all the way up and down Main Street, went to like 50 different businesses, applied at every single one, and the first one that I went to, that's how it always works, that's the one that called me back the next day. And I went in, and it was an eyeglass shop, and it was an optician. She's like, hey, have you worked as an optician before? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And she's like, okay, cool. And she's like, well, you seem like a really good fit. I mean, you live right across the road, so it'd be helpful. And it's like, but you can start. Can you start on Monday? And I said, totally. Yeah. And so all day Saturday, all day Sunday, I literally like read a book on like lensometry, like lensometers and being an optician and like how to read like prescription eyeglasses and how to sell them, repair them and all that
stuff. Well, you should have said it was like, if she said like, have you been in a opticianist?
Optician.
Optician?
Have you opticianist, been, yeah.
Have you been an optician before? And she said, well, is 2020 the best eyesight? You're back. You're hired.
Yeah, and then, as she goes back, she's like, why didn't you ever tell me you never did this? I just said, I never said you I did. It's like, have you been one before? What do you think?
Look at these. Look at these puppies.
You think I'd be applying here if I hadn't been?
I take care of these guys every single day. Yeah. So yeah. You faked it?
I'm an optician.
Yep.
It was good. Yeah.
And I worked in a thrift store.
And you were a fake English teacher.
I wasn't like wanting to be an English teacher though. I was forced to be one.
Tricked into it.
What's the worst job you've had?
I worked at a car wash place, $5 car wash.
Andy?
Scrubbing love bugs for a whole summer.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Also, love bugs are fake. Those things shouldn't exist.
They're made in a lab.
That's bonkers to me. At UF. For those of you who don't know, who don't live in Florida, love bugs were literally created in a lab, and we have two seasons of love bugs, and they get everywhere. They don't bite you. They're just annoying.
They're cute.
And they're in love.
The rumor is that they were made in a lab at the University of Florida to eliminate mosquitoes, and they made them, and now they're just the worst.
And I don't think they eat mosquitoes.
They don't eliminate mosquitoes. You're getting bit by mosquitoes and love bugs are like all on your face.
They're just hugging you.
That's actually true.
That's what I've been told my entire life.
That's what I've been told too. I think it's a Floridian folklore.
I think I looked it up at one point when I moved down here because I was like, there's no way. And I looked it up and it's true.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So there you go. Fun fact.
Hey, fun fact.
Love bugs are made by the government.
Love bugs are spies. Tune in tonight, 6 p.m.
Andrew, what was your least favorite job?
I was a Statue of Liberty waiver.
What?
Oh, at Liberty, Texas?
I don't see it.
Again, is that reaction?
How old were you?
Way too old.
How old were you?
Is that Liberty
right
Mutual?
No. Like the guys who put on a Statue of Liberty costume and like wave for come get your taxes done.
Oh, it's for a tax?
Yeah.
Got it.
This is so funny.
How old were you? Say it.
It was like 17.
Oh, that's not too old. 18. I had it in my head that you were like 18. 32.
He was like, how old was I when I had before I got this job?
No, I just remember because I was playing guitar at a church and I was at practice like literally four nights out of the week, so nowhere would hire me. And the deal with my parents was, I was about to turn 18. It was like, you're working and you're going to school or you're moving out. And so I like had to get a job. And they were like, yeah, everybody quits this job in like the first 30 minutes. So if you want to work. And yeah, I stood on the side of the road with a guitar and got dudes with trucks blasting train horns at me for 4 hours a day. Oh my gosh. The worst job of my life.
Oh my!
I get
gosh.
Hit with a slushy. That happened one time.
Classic.
Terrible.
That is terrible.
$10 an hour.
I think my worst job was probably I had to sell newspapers door to door. They're like, you have 10,000 newspapers or like 10,000 things, and it's like. You just got to walk, and you just got to knock on people's doors.
Just ask
if you want to sell like newspaper subscriptions.
Oh,
that's which is even worse.
That's like the magazine sales in elementary school. Exactly. Your livelihood.
Yes. It's like I'm doing this to survive.
It's not like Sports Illustrated. It's like.
No, I thought like it was
Joplin newspaper. Times.
It was called the Joplin Glow, baby.
Hey, that
good,
was close.
Good people, but it was not the most fun job walking, just selling newspapers to people.
Yeah.
One bad though.
Yeah.
Everyone needs bad jobs.
Yeah. I've had a lot of bad jobs.
Yeah.
Car wash.
I'm in one.
Store. I worked in a health smoothie shop.
We love that shop.
Yeah. It's great.
The one by Dora?
Yeah. But it used to be attached to the gym.
What made it so bad?
The owners at the time, he was a Chinese man And I would like, he had a list of like everything I had to do. Yeah. And I like literally on a good day, I would have like four customers.
Yeah.
And so it was like all the stuff to clean and change out and all that stuff. And you weren't allowed to sit, right? You couldn't even get like a stool or something, even though no one came in.
Yeah.
And so I would stand there and I put my hands in my pockets. And he's like, get your hands out of your pockets. Oh, he's like, that means you're not working. I'm like, listen, I'm just standing here. It's the most relaxing way to stand for me.
Is he wrong, though?
No.
No.
Get your hands out of your pockets.
Get your hands out of your pockets, kid. But yeah, that wasn't fun. But the car wash, man, that was, there's some sort of little, like, conspiracy. Like, they were, the guy.
You didn't get paid, right?
Dude, no, this is how it went. They're like, we can pay you $7.50 an hour, or you get paid $5 an hour plus tips. So I'm like, I was there. There's a lot of cars that come through, and their tip jar was always jam-packed. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do the tips. At the end of it, it was like my total came out to like $6 an hour. I'm like, this seems illegal.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Yeah, but it got shut down, and then...
It was illegal.
Yeah, someone got... bought it and restarted it.
And now it's a mister.
Yep. Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
What was your worst job?
I spent a summer running an Amazon store for an individual who was selling music sheets. And that person had just music equipment. And they had like a feng shui in their head of how everything was laid out. And I could never find anything. And she sat me down, and I'm one of those tryhards, like teacher's pet kind of person. She sat me down one day, and she said, this is mine and my daughter's livelihood, and I feel like you're not taking it seriously. And I was like, I just can't read your mind. I can't read your mind. I don't know where Bach is. And so it was terrible. And I was like, she ended up moving. She like married her high school sweetheart, which was really cool, and she moved to Texas. And I was like, I'll see you later.
Speaking of
baby, come back.
I just want to say, speaking of like worst jobs, I saw a video today of this man at like a press conference kind of thing. And he was at one point like pretty high ranked, or like made it pretty high up in the Air Force. He was some sort of like electrical engineer. And he was telling this story about 30 years ago. He was brought into this group for NASA. There's something going on with their lunar satellite. It like wasn't receiving like all this stuff. And so they had this, he said he walked into this room and there were scientists from all over the world trying to figure this out. And he's like, this is strange for NASA to have scientists from all over the world trying to figure this out. And then he was debriefed by this one guy. And he said the guy, when he was presenting this stuff, he was like kind of nervous and like it was just weird. And he's like, these are pictures that we have from the dark side of the moon.
They have pictures
where there is, what do they say? There's a base camp on the dark side of the moon. And he was showing pictures of all these buildings. And like he said, some of them look like mushroom shaped buildings. And he said, then there's like really Russia. Tall, skinny buildings. And like, it's like, he said it's top secret. And so, like, he came out and was like, I've been waiting for them to talk about this news for 30 years, and they haven't done it yet, and I hope by me saying this, they'll bring that out.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Mushroom-shaped buildings. Isn't that the architecture of Russia?
No. I know you're talking about, like, in Moscow or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's saying that it looked like alien-like. Yeah.
That would be... I mean, if that were to be true, that would change everything.
Yeah.
He said it was a massive
base camp to where it was on the dark side of the moon, so it couldn't be observed from the light side of the moon.
Could it be humans? It's got to be.
Maybe.
It's got to be.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of, like, those clips from, like, Buzz Aldrin and, like, all that stuff of, like, how they saw stuff and...
Jeez.
All that jazz.
That'd be so trippy. That'd be so stinking weird.
Yeah. So, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Who knows? I thought the moon was made of cheese.
This is all news to me.
Wait a second. The moon's not made of cheese? There's an alien base camp on there?
Step back. Forget about the camp. It's not made of cheese.
Yeah, so...
one thing at a time. That's a big enough pill to swallow by itself.
And then you showed me the video of Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, going like crazy on the Nelk podcast, whatever
the Nelk
that is.
Boys
yeah,
or whatever.
I'm not a big fan of the podcast, but he's going off. He's just like just venting
nonchalantly, just, yeah. saying of like, yeah, there's been UFOs like for the longest time, and he's like what was he saying? Like there's this one UFO that like crash landed or something in like over 100. U.S. soldiers that had approached it or touched it all died.
Oh.
And he's like, it's so common. And it's just not on mainstream media.
And his theory, and like, I can't, you know, go to bat for Tucker Carlson and his space facts, but yeah. But he's talking about how like a lot of it's not even, you know, these coming into our atmosphere. It's in the ocean.
I believe
and
so, it.
And dude, he's like, there's a video of UFOs. Unidentified flying objects going like Mach 3 straight into the water.
Yeah, he said.
And it's like, there's no debris, there's nothing, it's gone.
They've tracked them underwater going over 101 knots, he said.
Oh my gosh.
Like underwater, which is like, and there's no propulsion behind it.
Propulsion.
Propulsion. There's actually no propulsion behind it, so.
No propulsion detected.
Dude, my favorite quote about the size of the ocean, there's two people flying over the Pacific. One of the dudes looks out, looks at the water, and he's like, man, the Pacific's huge. And the guy next to him goes, that's just the top.
Oh.
Oh, eerie.
Right?
Another movie that I'm recommending.
I still haven't watched any of them yet.
The Abyss with Bruce Willis.
Is it good?
It's about this.
Is it? Oh, really?
About
is it scary?
Aliens living in the ocean.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You've never seen it?
No.
We're watching it tonight.
Yes.
We're watching it tonight.
I love sci-fi movies.
Hey, it's so good. By the next podcast, do we want to have all the movies watched?
We said 35.
Yeah, we said 35.
Okay, got
Give
it.
Give me another 35. Week.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I haven't watched any of them.
Me either. We tried to watch Pride and Prejudice last night, but it's not anywhere to stream, so I got to figure that out.
We'll give you our login.
We've recently been watching a show called Farmer Wants a Wife.
What?
yeah, because my friend from growing up is on it. Is
really?
Yeah. On it.
And it's like awesome. It's like The Bachelor, but like
farmers.
Just
farmers.
But way cringier.
One of them is Alan Thomas in the flesh. And his name is literally Alan.
Oh, snap.
But these farmers, they're real farmers.
Yeah.
And this guy's just like, I don't know what to do. He's like, I've never dated five women at once.
He keeps saying, this is just unnatural.
He's like, this is unnatural.
He keeps calling mom for support.
And like, whenever he hugs one of these girls, he does one of these. Like, good old pat on the back.
Like a good old buddy.
Yeah. It's so funny. That's great. Then this was funny, though. He brought one of the girls for a date to go fishing because she's never been fishing. And she's like, yeah, I've never caught a fish. And he's like, oh, no, she said, I've never been fishing, right?
I've never been fishing, yeah.
And I said, she's never been fishing. And then literally he's like, you've never been fishing. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Are you a farmer?
Yeah. But while we were watching Lily's it.
Wearing overalls, hay sticking out.
But while we were watching it, Lily had her feet sticking out of the blanket. And I thought it'd be funny if I went and like bit her foot. Like just like, ow, like that. Like just like, ah, like that. Yeah. Just to scare.
Like, don't tell this story. It makes me sound heinous.
What? No.
Yes.
When I bit it. Her foot, she kicked, and her toenails cut my gum.
No way!
And I was joking. I was just like, when I did it, I'm like, ah, I did it, and my face went. It's just like, I'm like, this was a mistake.
What?
And so I was like, ouch. I'm like, I'm definitely going to get a cankle.
Yeah, you gotta brace the ankle first.
I was like this.
Brace the ankle. You've been on this kick of like terrorizing me, and I was in the living room yesterday.
No, you've been on the kick apparently. So,
yeah, true. Hey, true, yeah.
But you were standing in the doorway like this silently. So when I looked up, I went.
Josh has gotten me several times around the office where he'll just stand in the doorway, and it's literally just his hair will be in front, just stare at me for 5 minutes straight, and I'm just.
It's so weird because I hate being scared and watching scary movies, but I get a kick out of scaring people.
Ada is loving it now too. She gets like really scared, but then she laughs.
She laughs so much.
Well, you got scared with the blow, the air horn.
Can we show the video?
We'll
do a little segment here of me trying to open up this air horn.
It was so loud.
It pops.
I was so scared that I was just going like.
He twists it and the thing pops out and he just goes.
Oh, it was so great.
But speaking of the moon, I have one last thing.
Okay.
Did you see that video of that orb planet-like object that went up to the sun and was literally sucking something out of the sun?
What? What are you talking about?
It was like, dude, there's a, well, I'll show the video. Yeah. It like was by the sun, this like dark orb, right? And here's the sun, and it was just like, and then it goes, and it goes, it's gone. And scientists are like, I'm not sure what that was.
Moving on.
Can't be sure.
Well,
that was weird.
But yeah, I saw it.
That's so scary.
Like, what could that be?
Dude, I'm so weirded out right now by all the space and the water stuff. I can't. It's
well, because you know how Einstein talks about like dark matter is like a, it's a physical thing.
Yeah.
Like space is not empty. It's
full.
Something.
Full of matter and energy.
It's matter.
Yeah.
And so like, is there a dark
Dark energy? What do you mean? You sucking the sun out of all this energy? I'm dark energy.
I don't know.
Eating one star at a time. I've seen close-ups of the actual sun itself. Like, you could see, like, no joke, like, it's, like, coming, like, the...
Yeah, the solar flares.
Yeah, flares or whatever. Yeah. You can literally see. It's so scary.
Dude, and that's why, like, I in my adulthood, I feel like this year, I figured out that one time... It was like on the news, like your Wi-Fi is going to be really slow for the next 2 days because of a solar flare.
Yeah.
It's like, huh?
What?
Why is a solar flare?
And then they show the video footage of like the sun. It's like, and then it travels its way to Earth. And then our Wi-Fi is down. We can't watch TikToks about solar flares.
Darn it.
What do you mean?
Come on, sun.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
The solar flare, like the heat or like a ball of fire?
No, it's like radiation.
Oh.
Yeah, and it messes with our satellites and stuff.
Apparently, I've heard, I don't know if you guys know this, but radiation is actually really good for you.
No way.
My friend told me that.
Who?
He visited my friend Freddie.
Okay.
He visited a place called Chernobyl.
Oh.
And.
Oh, Chernobyl. You're talking about Chernobyl, like the place where no one lives because radiation is...
Not sure how you pronounce it.
Okay.
My buddy Freddie went there and said it was very good. And there was full of radiation.
When's the last time you talked to Freddie?
A few months.
Yeah. What did he...
Well, he was supposed to be back like a month and a half ago. Okay. But, like, I'm just assuming he's enjoying the radiation and fun.
In Chernobyl?
In Chernobyl.
Oh, Chernobyl.
It's with a Y because there's a Y in there.
So he's probably not okay.
It's fine. Freddie, if you're watching, love you, bud.
I don't think Freddie's watching. Andy.
Freddie, no.
Freddie wasn't there. Yep, that's it. That's all I got.
Do we have time for one true crime thing?
I would love that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Lily, you're going to love this because it happens in Florida. North Point High School. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the high school.
That sounds like a musical.
Guys, when I heard this story, there's not a lot of details, but it weirded me out, okay? Mm. So it gets a little dark here, all right? So in this high school, there's a principal named George Kenny, all right?
Standard,
and George Kenny is a doctor.
Principal name.
Not sure what he's a doctor in, but he's a doctor, and he decided he really wanted to help his students out with their tests, with their sports, with everything. And he thought the best way to do that is to give those people hypnosis sessions.
Uh-oh.
The principal.
To the school?
To the students.
To the students, staff, parents, anybody who wanted it. So he had hypnosis sessions with over 75 people, most of them being students.
Okay.
Not a big deal, right?
Weird. Huge deal.
I mean, I would not allow my kid to do it, but sure. Whatever floats your boat. But the thing is, he had no permission.
Uh-oh.
It was, you're supposed to have a medical personnel there. He did not. And this is where it gets really, really strange.
Okay.
Within 1 year of him doing those things, 4 of the students died.
Okay. Of murder.
2 of them were self-harm. The other 2 were accidents. But one of them was the day after their very first
hypno session.
Yes. And that one guy that had a problem, his friends were saying, listen, he had a hard time even remembering his name the next day.
Oh my gosh.
What in the world?
So these people, the parents got really, really upset and started trying to like and started getting really accusatory, he had to go to trial and everything like that. And right now, I have no idea what's happening to George Kenney. Yeah, you got to look it up because I don't know.
So it's an ongoing thing right now?
It happened 7 years ago, but it was an ongoing thing for a really, really, really long time. And so I don't think there was any charges actually filed on him felony-wise. But there was a law that says you have to have a medical personnel with you to do those things, and he refused to. And he lied about two of those people that died. He lied about two of them saying, I never had sessions with them. And then later it came out, I actually did.
They settled.
Oh, my goodness.
They settled. Yeah, so I didn't think he went to prison or anything. But that's super scary.
What?
Super terrifying.
Oh, but he died.
Oh, he did die?
Oh, no, he didn't.
That's quite the claim.
He did not.
Dr. Kenney, if you're watching
this. He died? No, he didn't die. Sorry, that was somebody else. That was George Washington.
That's what weirds me out the most because I always grew up as a kid thinking like that hypnotherapy and all that stuff was a complete joke. And I know we've talked about that before. I've always thought it wasn't real. Like I've always thought it was fake. But, man, it's scary.
I don't like that.
I know. I don't like messing with it. But I heard that story and I could not believe it. And especially because it's pretty recent and in Florida.
This article that I'm reading is from a place called the Intelligencer. Intelligencer? Anyway.
Okay.
I'm more intelligencer than you.
This guy got his hypnosis training at Omni Hypnosis Training Center in DeLand, Florida. That's so close to us.
That's in a strip mall.
We should go.
Right by Subway.
Which one should we get first?
Let's do hypnosis.
But I'm a little hungry.
I came here for a tuna salad, but why not learn some hypno stuff?
I need to start doing that so they could train my mind to start eating healthier.
A quote from one of the parents was, "We are satisfied with the overall outcome, although this is a very hollow victory." That's what they said.
Yeah, a lot of people were like to his defense, like, "Hey, he did nothing wrong." But it's like, that's scary, man. That's scary.
So scary.
You can't do that with minors.
Hey, leave the kids' brains alone.
Yeah, they're not even fully developed.
Yeah, let them develop first, man.
Get out of mine.
Talk to me when I'm 25.
Yeah.
That's when it happens, right?
Yep.
Man, you decided to end it on a really...
You said yes. You gave me the green light.
I know, but I didn't know it was going to be that dark.
I'm sorry. I said true crime. You're like, I would love that.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, you're right.
What are you going to do after this podcast?
Sleep.
We have a big party tomorrow at Sunday Cool. We got a company party.
Pre-busy season party.
Because we're about to go into busy season, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be jam-packed.
Oh.
We got a lot.
We got clowns.
New people working here.
Yeah, we have
pretty awesome.
Like 110, 120 employees, I think. I don't know.
Name your favorite. Who's your favorite new person?
Does O'Shea count? Because he came back.
Yeah, he counts.
O'Shea is pretty fun.
Everyone here has been great.
O'Shea's been on our podcast. You guys know O'Shea.
Yes,
love O'Shea.
O'Shea, you see?
Yeah.
Dude. Corey is one of my new favorites.
An IT?
Solid mustache. Really nice guy.
He is awesome.
We got everyone here. Everyone that's new that's been awesome.
Yeah.
Clarissa.
Yep.
She's the newest member of the marketing team.
Yeah, but she's been here before. Don't.
So is O'Shea.
No, it's not the same. Yeah, we got our team's awesome. Growing. Everyone's growing. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm growing.
So check out SundayCool.com. Tour done.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah. Subscribe. Work. Tell somebody about the podcast.
All right. Let's end this.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
We'll see you later, folks.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful.